the coach up here now in the broadcast booth. And, Coach, I was just thinking about it. Maybe not the prettiest effort for some of this game, but I thought a pretty mature third period, and you got it done here tonight. And I guess just your thoughts from what you saw behind the bench.
Yeah, it was a little bit different of a day for us. Obviously, day tripping in from Swift, and I thought I felt that for sure off the start with our group. We were a little slow. I thought some penalty trouble throughout the game with some lazy, stupid penalties. But, you know, at the end of the day, we ended up locking it down there and Yak putting it away. But, yeah, not a pretty one for sure. But, nonetheless, we'll take the 2 points.
Yeah, sometimes that happens, right? You got to find a way to get gutsy wins on the road. Again, it doesn't matter who you're playing, let alone in a different conference. You only see these teams once a year. So, I guess in that regard, too, got to be nice to see that your group is able to find a way here tonight. Special teams obviously a big difference as well.
Yeah, it's nice to see Giz get one on the power play and ours up top too, and you know, heading to playoffs and the playoff mentality, you know, this is game two of the last 14 games of the season, the way we broke it down. And as we all know, special teams are a huge part of the playoffs, and when you're feeling good with your group, getting into onto the power play, and our PK right now has been really good the last few games, you know, it just helps out your overall game for sure. But yeah, the special teams is good, but yes, definitely the 5-on-5 for sure. We need to tighten up and get some more leaders, and a few more passengers got to pick it up.
Yeah, I thought maybe an underrated player tonight was Ravensbergen, right? Like, you look at the goals that went in on him, 2-on-0 and a breakaway, but as always, when you need him to be there, I felt like he was.
Yeah, especially at the very end with their goalie pull. They get an on-man rush. We have a turnover at the offensive blue line trying to be a nice guy and give somebody an empty net instead of getting the puck in deep, and that thing's going all the way back to the net, and Rav's there to stop it, so... he's the backbone of our group and carries us through wins and helps us find ways for sure. So nice to have him.
Yeah, we talk about your best players all the time being the best players. And you look at Carson. I mean, he had 9 shots on goal. It's the 4th time he's done that this year, have 9 shots on goal. That goalie scorer was terrific. And, boy, it just must be nice. I don't know, like, for the heart rate when he's out there, like, from a coach's side of things. Like, you know, things are stabilized back there when Four's back there.
Yeah, he gets your heart jumping in, sometimes good and sometimes risky plays. And that first goal we gave up, obviously him and Arce, you know, wanted that one back. Yeah. And it's nice to see them both come up and clutch and score 2 nice goals. You look at his shot, I mean, that was an absolute bullet. And, you know, young goalies first starting the league. I mean, maybe welcome to Western League when you got Carson ripping up over your glove like that. But, yeah, he was good tonight.
Yeah, he was busy tonight, was that goalie. He made 36 saves. But you look at this road trip as a whole, now you got some time off. You're not time off, but I guess in terms of gameplay, you're not back at it until Tuesday. So got to be nice to rest and recharge the batteries a little bit as you try to continue to make this trip a really good one as you've won 3 times already on it.
Yeah, get to, you know, get the win tonight, enjoy the Canada-U.S. game tomorrow in the morning, then we head off to the Carroll's family farm. So it'll be a good day to kind of relax, get away from the rink, recharge a little bit, see some of, you know, Carson's life and what the family does on the farm. And I know, good for all the Europeans and the, you know, the players that haven't been to a farm too. So it'll be a good kind of mental day to step away from things. Or we know, obviously, Monday get back at it with the practice and right back into a long stretch of games. So it take tomorrow to enjoy the day. Move on from there and regroup.
Yeah, well said, Coach. Appreciate the time. Great win tonight. Canada-U.S. tomorrow. You mentioned it. Boy, that's going to be exciting. I think people are saying it might be the most highly anticipated hockey game to date. Like, I think when you look at it, international teams clashing best on best, I'm not sure if it gets any better.
No, I think especially after last year in Four Nations and, you know, the U.S., they obviously had some key players out for them, Hughes, and a few guys that were injured, Tkachuk, and, you know, obviously what happens with Crosby tomorrow, but I'm sure everybody in the country, in both countries, will be tuning in early to watch that one, so it should set up for a good day.
Yeah, and I guess on our side of the coin, we're 2 hours ahead, so not as an early start at Pacific time. It's
true.
At 5 a.m. there, back in PG, but no, nonetheless, we're looking forward to it. Congrats on the win tonight, Coach.
Thanks, Walt.
Carter Rigby in our post-game show. Appreciate his time. As always...